All right. A whole bunch of music just played there. Rob is over by mic three.
I am. Mic three, right here.
All on.
Are we good to go?
We're all on.
Oh, wow. You caught me off guard there.
Well, guess what? We have a whole bunch. We have about like 10 people in the studio here. So we have a whole bunch of volunteers here as part of the volunteer coordination introduction, brainwashing it and all that here. So I want everyone to say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What is the radio station here called?
CITR.
What's the frequency?
101.9.
Awesome.
And where are you?
UBC.
In the city of? All right, we have a sharp crowd here. So this is the end of Sore Throats Clapping Hands for the date of September 12th, 2011.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And tune in next week. We're going to have Dogwood and Dahlia on live. They're playing a show next Wednesday at the Media Club, and that'll be good times. And then C.R. Avery will be coming on the show soon enough. And just a reminder that Frank Turner with Andrew Jackson Jihad will be on at the Biltmore Cabaret on 17th of October. And so we'll be listening to them a lot in the weeks to come. But now I'm out of here.
All right.
Thank you, Jack, for letting me sign off.
That's no problem. Rob Privet, everybody. All right. It is just a little after 7:30 here in that wonderful UBC CITR here. And we'll just do a quick little promo here. Stay tuned. Exploding Head Movies is coming up next.
Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen!
Suck my left one!
Diamanda! Lydia!
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station. Yeah.
So what we just heard there was the Gavin Bryars Ensemble, featuring the Wynn Heston Boys Choir, Zayla and Orlando Bryars, along with Lucy Camilla Thornton, and that was Hymn 2 from The Sinking of the Titanic. It was a 1969 composition, one of the first that he had written for the Portsmouth College of Art, where Bryars founded the Portsmouth Symphonia. And originally it was written for in support of an art exhibition by students devoted to the sinking of the unsinkable ship in 1912. And it actually had its debut proper at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London in 1972. And the version we just heard was from a 1995 recording that was released through Point Music. So good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's Back to the Grind Stone Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. So my name's Gak, and I will be monitoring these halls until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Sophie, as you heard at the start of the show there, school's back in session here at the illustrious University of British Columbia. The hubbub is back, and you heard many new volunteers here. We had a little bit of every Monday, actually, at 6:30 or so, we have a volunteer introduction and tour of the station. So if you are new on campus here, or if you've always had an interest in helping out with either the radio station, maybe the news department, the Discorder magazine, you know, reviewing records, reviewing concerts and things like that, always just stop by at that point, meet our illustrious, meet our intrepid, let's say, volunteer coordinator, and along with the rest of the staff here at the radio station, and we can match something that suits your interests. So we have a bit of a mellow, somewhat somber episode here, as this episode will act as a denouement for the 10th anniversary of September 11th, and the main spotlight will be on William Basinski's recording that he made during the time of the attacks, and it'll be an excerpt from The Disintegration Loops, and we'll have that a little bit before 8 p.m., But let's sort of continue with what the sort of elegiac vibe here. And this is one of the experimental pieces by Krzysztof Penderecki, the Polish composer best known for pieces like St. Luke's Passion and the Trinity to the Victims of Hiroshima. I did an all-Polish episode back in 2010, and you can find a podcast archives of episode 15 of Exploding Head Movies through CITR.ca. So the piece we're going to listen to is called Polymorphia. It was commissioned by the North German radio Hamburg in 1961. And Polymorphia is indicative of the Polish avant-garde process at the time known as sonorism, which focuses on timbre organization. So it foregoes conventional melody and harmony for the sounds that various instruments, primarily string, and sort of focuses on what resonates the best, like which tones, or non-standard playing, like tapping against or sliding against, like the box of a cello or a viola with a bow or something else that's just like, you know, a stick or some percussive element. And Polymorphia has appeared in soundtracks such as The Exorcist, The Shining, and Peter Weir's 1993 airplane film Fearless. And a copy of the CD was loaned to me courtesy of Marion from Hans Kloss's Misery Hour, a fantastic show that's been running here for over 10 years on CITR Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. So from the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra, as conducted by Antoni Witt, this is Krzysztof Penderecki's Polymorphia here on CITR Vancouver. to close off that. So, from the 2000 Naxos album, Penderecki Te Deum, that was Polymorphia, as performed by the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Antoni Witt, joined by a whole cast of hundreds of strings and other wonderful instruments that way. And actually, I got a call from the illustrious Marion from Hans Kloss's Misery Hour, and he just sort of gave me a quick reminder here that there actually was a tribute to Penderecki this past weekend in Wrocław, Poland, and featured some interpretations of a lot of Penderecki's pieces. So there are actually two versions of Polymorphia that were profiled there. Johnny Greenwood, the guitarist from Radiohead, provided his own sort of response, and actually the remix that he provided of Polymorphia was called 48 Responses to Polymorphia. Some YouTube footage has popped up of that, and you can actually see a whole bunch of violinists and cello people just batting against their instruments there with the bow. And then on Sunday, Aphex Twin performed live with orchestra, and they did a remix of Polymorphia, and something actually should be released shortly from what I've heard. It's called Polymorphia Reloaded. But he also did a remix of the infamous Threnody to the Victims of Hiroshima. And both the orchestras for Johnny Greenwood and Aphex Twin were actually conducted by Krzysztof Penderecki, the composer himself. So hopefully there is some recorded versions of that stuff coming out soon. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We do have an hour-long song coming up right now, so we're going to just do a backlog, a whole bunch of little promos and other sort of cart stuff here. Since the school year has started, a whole bunch of businesses and whatnot have kicked up. And as well, too, if you aren't already aware, or if you aren't even a member of CITR yet, if you pick up the little card, it gives you discounts galore. So here's one of the neighborhoods this card works.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the fancy dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
Visit the UBC Bookstore's new website at bookstore.ubc.ca. Get your course materials online, rental, used, and new. Rental saves you 55%. You can win a term's worth of rentals on the website and order stationery, clothes, and more while you're at it. bookstore.ubc.ca.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Andre! Andre! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Normally, I don't try like to bunch up all those promos once and together and whatnot, but since the next hour or so will be devoted to one piece of music, we have to get that out of the way. So this is Exploding Head Movies here, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Gak, Phone number for the station here, 604-822-2487. Email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. So, William Basinski, he's an American sound and video artist, also studied the clarinet and saxophone, born in Houston, headed to New York in the late 70s, and was inspired by minimalist artists such as Brian Eno and Steve Reich. And in the 80s, Basinski used tape loops and old reel-to-reel tape decks to come up with the meditative melancholy style that focused on sort of short loop melodies played against themselves and the sort of feedbacking against each other. And during the 80s, he formed a massive archive of these loops, found sounds, and shortwave radio music, either on his own or in acts such as the Gretchen Langheld Ensemble and House of Fire. In August 2001, Basinski looked at the tapes that held all these loops from the 80s and, based on the poor quality, opted to digitize them to preserve what was there. However, in the midst of salvaging them, the magnetic tape began to crumble, which affected the loop over time as the pieces of the tape came off the tape itself. So Basinski decided to record the disintegration of the tape as a way of commemorating the loop as its life fell apart, but celebrating its new life preserved in its crumbling state. Volume 1 of what became the 4-volume The Disintegration Loops was recorded in the consequent weeks. And on September 11th, 2001, just a mile east of the World Trade Center, Basinski maintained the loop recording, watching the smoke coming from the two airplanes that struck the towers and the eventual collapse of Towers 1 and 2, at the same time as his own music was being recorded in the state of its own collapse. So as mentioned earlier, this piece will run for the most of the rest of the show. Unfortunately, I'll have to fade out the last little bit there, but if you actually do spend some time listening to it, you'll notice that the short loop degrades substantially over time. So but at some point, you have to sort of step away from the radio and whatnot, and if you come back, this little loop, you'll notice, obviously, that it will sort of decay that way. If not, once the podcast is up as well, too, you can sort of like hop around in time and see how it goes. So let's meditate now on Loop 1.1 from William Basinski's This Disintegration Loops on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
There's still another 9 minutes or so as this loop degrades. So this is from William Baczynski's label, 2062. This is known as D/P 1.1 from Volume 1 of the Disintegration Loops, recorded in Brooklyn across the East River from Lower Manhattan as the World Trade Center was destroyed on September 11th, 2001. Four volumes of the Disintegration Loops were released, featuring different audio fragments in various states of disrepair and eventual decay. And yesterday, September 11th, 2011, at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, the Wordless Music Orchestra performed their own version of the Disintegration Loops within the Temple of Dendur, which is an Egyptian edifice from 15 BC suitable for contemplation since it has a bit of a reflection pool there. So in light of the loss, grief, and remembrance that many folk experienced recently and 2,000 years ago, the performance was held there. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in just about 3 minutes' time or so, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you to midnight, at which point Canada Post Rock will close off our broadcasting day at 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, or if you want to do the little William Baczynski sort of fast forward just to see how the sample, the loop here, has degraded over the past hour, just go to www.citr.ca. That's the home of CITR 101.9 FM. You can also search iTunes for CITR. You'll find Exploding Head Movies there. You'll find Exploding Head Movies also on Facebook as well. So next week we'll have a bit of a return to indie pop. We'll have a couple of little weird nuggets of joy there, and then we'll focus on Mikis Theodorakis' score to the 1969 film Zed. And we'll close off here with a little bit of an optimistic note, even though it's going to be somewhat as mysterious as the sounds we're hearing here. And Burial's the dubstep project of William Bevan. He released an EP earlier this year called Street Halo, but we're going to go back to 2006, his self-titled debut album, and the song we'll hear samples Brian Eno's An Ending Ascent from the 1983 film For All Mankind. So we're going to listen to Burial, and the song's going to be Forgive. So take care, Vancouver. Welcome back, all UBC students, and for those first-year freshmen, enjoy your time here. And if you haven't had a chance already, come stop by CITR and check us out. Volunteer, and maybe you can have your own show as well, too. Take care.